in the phone line billows you a tempest calls. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Not long ago, a preacher had closed out a revival and boarded the train to start his journey home. He sat down beside a young man and tried to start a conversation with him while making some comment about the weather. The young man didn't answer, so they rode on in silence. In a little while, the preacher heard the young man break out in sobs. So he leaned over and put his arms around his shoulders and said, "Son, I'm a minister, and I'd like to help you in some way if I can." The young man said, "Yes, preacher, I've got to talk to someone. You see, about 2 years ago, I had grown so wicked and went so far as to strike my dad with my fist. My dad's a man's man, and he could have whipped me with one arm, and sometimes I wish that he had, but he didn't even fight back. My dad told me, 'Son, you've grown so wicked that you're wearing your mother to death, and you're going to have to leave home.' So you see, preacher, for the past 2 years, I guess I've done just a little bit of everything that could be thought of that's wrong. But about a week ago, I knelt down at an old-fashioned altar, and I asked God to forgive me, asked him to make me a better son and help make me a real man. And he did something probably no one else could do. He gloriously saved my soul. The first thing I thought of was my dear old mother and dad, and oh, I'd love to go back home. I sat down and wrote my dad a letter and said, 'Dad, if you could find it in your heart to forgive me, please let me come back home.' And I told him that I would be on this train and that if he wanted me to, that I'd get off. Well, this kind of confused the preacher a little bit, and he said, 'Son, just how are you going to know that your dad has forgiven you?' The young man replied, 'Preacher, for just about all of my life we've lived by these old railroad tracks in a little broken-down house, and out in the backyard stands an old apple tree. And I told my dad, if he could find it in his heart to forgive me, just to have a white flag in that old tree, and I'd get off.' Well, in a little while, the preacher heard the young man break out in sobs again. And the young man said, 'Preacher, I'm almost home, and I can't bear to look. Almost home, preacher, but I can't bear to look.' The preacher, with love and sincerity and compassion, said, 'Son, that'll be all right. I'll look for you and I'll be your eyes.' So the preacher leaned over and wiped the frost from the window so he could see it. And as he looked out, a great big old smile came over his face, and he looked back at the young man and said, 'Son, You don't have a thing in this world to worry about. Why, it looks like that old apple tree is in full bloom. Why, son, there's white flags hanging all over it. And that's not all. Down under it stands a dear old mother and dad. And they're not only waving white flags. They've got a great big old white bed sheet waving, "Come on home, son. We still love you, boy. Come on home." And you know, my friends, I'm so glad to know that we have a Father yonder in heaven. That no matter how wicked you've been, and no matter how much wrong you've done, maybe he's speaking to you just now, saying, "Come on home, child. I still love you. Come on home." And you know, my fellow Americans, I believe that God's standing there in heaven now, saying, "Come on home, America. I know that you've gone wrong. You've strayed far away. You've worshipped other idols. You've worshipped other gods. But I still love you, and I'll forgive you. Just come on home, America." And oh, my friends, America, of this great country, if America's to turn back to God, then it'll have to be because you first, the American people, go back home to him. Life is over, I'll fly away. On God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. By and by, I'll fly away. My friends of America, there's room at the cross for you. You see, the cross upon which Jesus, your Savior and mine, died, is a shelter that is big enough and large enough in which we can all hide, and there's room enough for you and for Lester Maddox. And his grace is so marvelous, so wonderful and free, that it is sufficient for me and sufficient for you too. And it is as deep as the fountain, and as wide as the sea, and as big as the world. There's room at the cross for you, and Jesus is waiting. Yes, there's room at the cross for you and for Lester Maddox. And we should go to the feet of Jesus, the one who went all the way with the cross for us. Well, I know that millions have already gone there, but there's still room for one. There's room for you. So why not go to the foot of the cross and take the hand of Jesus as he would have you do? There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Millions have come.
there's room at the cross for you.
Touched me and made me whole.
Jesus touched me, and he made a better man out of Lester Maddox, and he can do the same for you.